It's very important to know what it is, what is the proof that my life is pleasing to the Lord, like we heard. We read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1 to 5, our fathers, the Israelites who came out of Egypt, passed through the sea, were baptized in the sea, they ate the same spiritual food, drank the same spiritual drink, but God was not pleased with them. For 40 years, think if a man stood up here and spoke the truth, one of those Israelites, and said, brothers and sisters, let me give you my testimony. I was a slave in Egypt. And I came to the Red Sea. I did not know how to go across. The Egyptians were chasing me. But God made a way, split the sea, and I walked through it. Once I crossed, He closed up the sea and the Egyptian army was drowned. God loves me. Then I was in the desert, didn't know where to go, and I saw a pillar of cloud coming from heaven. You don't believe this, brothers and sisters? It actually happened. I'm telling you, it happened to me. It led me, not for 1 or 2 days, years and years and years. And at night, it would become a pillar of fire protecting me from wild animals. And you know, we couldn't get food in the desert. You know what happened, brothers and sisters? Morning, food would drop from heaven. Every day, not 1 or 2 days. 40 years. We didn't have water to drink. Our leader Moses would hit the rock and the water would come out. Our slippers, sandals, 40 years we wore them in the desert. Our clothes never tore for 40 years. How much God loves us. But would you believe that God is not pleased with this man who is giving it such a testimony? Most Christians would sit with their mouth open and say, wow, what a man of God. What experiences he had. He must be living very close to God. God was not pleased with him. He killed him in the wilderness. Believe that? Please remember that when you sit with your mouth open watching all these television preachers and these public meetings where they talk about healings and all. Don't be deceived. This man who testified here had more miracles than that man talks about. And for 40 years, genuine miracles, no fake miracles. A man who experienced so many miracles. Not one person, 600,000 people like that. God was not pleased with them. Don't tell me God answered your prayer miraculously, so God is pleased with me. No, sir. He may not at all be pleased with you, even though He healed your child from cancer, or delivered you from certain death, or split open a sea for you. He may not be pleased with you. None of us have experienced miracles like these people experienced in the wilderness. God was not pleased with them. Now I'll tell you about another man. Jesus. He says, I grew up in a small village, Nazareth. Everybody called me illegitimate son of Mary. They scandalized me. You know, we had a small village. Everybody knew that my mother was pregnant. They did not know it was by the Holy Spirit. They thought it was some Roman soldier made my mother pregnant. And I lived with that shame upon me. When I go to school, people would point out to me and say, that's the boy. You don't know who his father is. And I lived with that for 30 years. In school, they would tease me. My father was not rich. He was a carpenter. He could not give me the expensive clothes that other people had. They would make fun of me, the clothes I wore. And we struggled. I had 4 brothers and 2 sisters. We didn't have a big house. All 7 of us slept in 1 room. But we were happy. My brothers and sisters would irritate me a lot. God gave me grace to love them. And my father died when I was 18 years old, and the burden of the family came upon me. So I went into the carpentry shop and I sweated and I went around Nazareth trying to get orders. I had to get orders for carpentry to feed. There were 7 people at home, my mother, my 6 brothers and sisters, and myself, 8. I had to work hard. My brothers and sisters were not so cooperative. I had to provide for them. And I would work morning till evening in the carpenter shop. And I was very honest, not like some of the other cheating carpenters. They would cheat, and so it was a big struggle for me to survive being absolutely honest with my carpentry work. And somebody asked, did you experience any miracles in your life? No miracles, zero. I never experienced one supernatural miracle. I never saw an angel. I never had any shaking experience. No light. Did you have any pillar of cloud come? No. Did you get food from heaven any day? No, I had to work hard to earn my food. And at the end of 30 years, God says, this is the one with whom I am well pleased. You see the contrast? Those people who saw all those miracles, God says, I was not pleased with them. And this one who experienced no miracle, God was well pleased with him. I'm sorry to say, many people in CFC churches have not understood this. Even today, they sit with their mouths open at miracles. That person, oh, we should listen to that person on the TV. Yeah. What if someone says, I had to work hard, I never experienced a miracle, but I lived an upright life. I didn't make much money, but I never cheated anyone in the carpentry shop. Every piece of furniture I sold was correct. No cheating. I earned honestly. I didn't earn much, but we had enough. We lived simply in our house. Who is God pleased with? Understand that in your life. It is righteousness that pleases God. And don't think because your church, that because your prayer was answered, God is pleased with you. Not at all. God answers the prayers of many, many people whom he is not pleased with. Greatest example is in the wilderness. 600,000 people, they prayed, they got answers. Whereas this one who pleased God continuously, when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? No answer. No answer to a question he's asking. Is answer to prayer the proof that God loves you? No. It is when God can witness in your conscience that you have lived free from sin, that you have not hurt other people, that you have been upright in your work, in your business, and you have forgiven people who hurt you. When they call you Beelzebub, you say, Father, forgive them. When they kill you, you say, Father, forgive them. That's the one who's pleasing to the Father. God loves everybody. He loved those people in the wilderness. He loved Jesus. But it was a he. It was Jesus who pleased him. So when we talk about the mystery of godliness, that Jesus came in the flesh, and we had to run the race looking unto Jesus, let's not forget. The Father could testify from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He's never preached a sermon so far in 30 years. He's never cast out a demon. He's never healed a sick person. He has not received miracles from heaven. But I'm well pleased with him. What is it that pleased the Father? His life. And I pray that in CFC we'll never forget that. Many times I have cried out to God and said, Dad, that's what I call him in private, Dad, can you say about me? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I'll do anything, Lord, if you can say that about me. That's all I want in my life. I pray that we'll have a generation of people like that in India who have only one desire. I want to be well-pleasing to my Heavenly Father, to my Savior who did so much for me. I don't want to do a single thing or have a single thought which will displease Him. I don't want to say a single word to another person that will displease Him. I may have to say things that hurt people because I'm an elder brother. I have to correct, rebuke, that's my responsibility, but not something that out of hatred, never. I never want to say anything that will displease my Savior. My dear brothers, I prayed long ago. I said, Lord, before I end my life on earth, if I can get 11 people like your disciples. You had only 11 when you left the earth. If I can get 11 people on earth who are radical, wholehearted, hate sin, don't love money, have no desire for personal honor, don't want the praise of men, and want to please you every day, judge themselves constantly, don't judge other people, who guard their tongue, guard their thoughts, anointed with the Holy Spirit every day, I can say to the Lord, Lord, I'm ready to depart the earth. I have done my job. That is what will count in the day of judgment. What are you living for? All the money you have earned, it's trash in that day. Can your Father say about you, this is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased? My brothers and sisters, live for it. I plead with you in Jesus' name, live for that. And don't just be stirred now for one day or a few hours with this message. Say, Lord, make this permanently imprinted upon me. I'll tell you another thing that comforts me from what I heard from my dear brother Joji. I respect him very highly. Just like I respect Brother Victor very highly. Godly people, I'm thankful that we have two brothers like that, 20 years younger to me, for the next generation. What comforted me today was, there's so many people crowding around the Lord. So many believers, so many wonderful believers, disciples. And in the midst of all these disciples, if I go to the Lord and say, Lord, I have a need in my life, and I know you can meet it, I believe he will know it when I touch him, like that woman. In the midst of all that crowd, he will recognize me. Somebody touched me. Somebody asked me for something specific in his life. He wanted victory over dirty thoughts. And he believed that if he touched me, he would get that victory. He wanted victory over his anger. He believed that if he touched me, he'd get it. Power has gone out from me to someone. It's not like there are millions of people praying. Oh, the Christian world is full of people praying, praying, praying. But somebody in the midst of all this was touching me in faith. That's encouraged me. Lord, I'm just like that woman who went to many preachers and many people for years. They couldn't help me. Read many books. They never helped me. Went to many conferences. But finally, in the crowd, I came and touched you, knowing that you will definitely heal me. And he did. Dear brothers and sisters, remember that next time you pray for something in your life. There may be millions of people praying to the Lord, but He hears your prayer. He knows that someone needy is touching me, and power will flow out from Him to you. I've experienced that. Not physically, because my problem is solved. I'm delivered from anger, from dirty thoughts, from the love of money. Only He can do it. May God bless all of you. I love you all. Let's pray. There may be many people praying to God in this room. But maybe you're like that woman who's gone to many preachers and many doctors and you couldn't be healed. Even if it's physical healing. Yeah, Jesus heals even today. Whatever your need is, physical healing, mental healing, problem in your home. What is your need, brother, sister? Loneliness, marriage. God cares for you. Remember, He cares for you. It matters to Him about you. Say to Him, Lord, I want to be pleasing to You. I don't want anything else. I want You to be able to say about me that I am Your son or daughter with whom You are well pleased. I don't want any commendation from anyone else in the world. But Lord, I'm touching You. Like that woman touched You in the crowd, I'm touching You today in faith. I'm the worst of all the sinners, but I touch You in faith and You will heal me. And I also will become well-pleasing to You in the days to come. I believe that, Lord. My times of ignorance, please overlook. But today I turn around, I repent, and I trust You. I have prayed many times to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want it, Lord, not for any honor for myself, not even to be able to testify to others. No, but I want to be healed of sickness, of sin. I want to be healed. I want power to flow from You to me. Begin that work now, Lord. He will hear the cry of the needy. It says, when the poor and needy cry, I will listen to them and I'll pour out rivers in the wilderness. That's His promise. Father in heaven, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we can sense it. You're here. You're here in our midst. Wonderful Lord, You're here right now. I can sense Your presence here, Lord Jesus. I pray as we reach out to touch You, the same power that flowed from You when You walked on earth will flow from You right now to one needy person here and another needy person there, reaching out in faith and touching You. Hear from heaven, O Lord Jesus, and meet the need. There are many needs here. Some which cannot be expressed to others, but can be expressed to You because You love us. Thank You, Lord, for hearing us. We believe that You will do more than we can ask or think. We believe that You will do beyond our asking and thinking. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Be exalted in our midst. Build the church. Keep the church pure. Raise up godly young men and women to lead the churches forward. Humble men and women to lead the church forward in the days to come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.